Good morning. 00 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
41 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours.
Cloudy.
41 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours.
41 degrees.
Good morning. 0300 hours.
42 degrees.
Good morning. 0400 hours.
44 degrees.
Good morning. 0500 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
45 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours.
50 degrees.
WRWF 505, monitoring.
Good morning. 0700 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
50 degrees.
KFA GMG testing. KFA GMG clear.
Good morning. 0800 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
50 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours.
Cloudy.
48 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours.
Cloudy.
50 degrees.
Zero, 0800 left for go.
KB8OE.
Good morning, 1100 hours.
Cloudy.
53 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours.
Cloudy.
57 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
Cloudy.
61 degrees.
Yeah, it works if you keep pretending it's a dome.
Let them continue to play games. We have ways of finding them.
KEAPLM radio check. KEAPLM. KEAPLM radio check. KEAPLM.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours.
Cloudy.
60 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours.
Cloudy.
61 degrees.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Cloudy.
61 degrees.
OOE.
88 IWS Mobile. KD8 IWS Mobile clear.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Cloudy.
61 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
65 degrees.
Thank you.
AVATAR.
VHF hub disconnected.
This is KB8TAR. We're not going to begin a weather net. We've got severe weather coming in, as most everyone probably already knows. So we're looking for check-ins at this time. Please call KB8TAR net control now.
Good evening. I'm KB8TWL. I'm currently at work.
All right, Chris, we had got you in there. Garrett, was that you? Please call now, YUK, if that was you. All right, we got KCATWL on the list. Other check-ins, please call now. This is KBATAR, net control for the weather net. Currently, Shiawaka County is under tornado warning. Personally expecting that to hit Genesee County and then maybe us, we'll see. But Shiawassee County is under tornado warning this time. KBATAR. Any other check-ins, call now.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees.
This is KBATAR, Skywarn Net Control, looking for new check-ins. Please call now. This is KB8TAR, Skywarn Net Control. So Genesee County is now under a severe thunderstorm warning. KB8TAR standing by for any other check-ins.
KB8TAR, here is N8EN, November 8, Echo November, located east of Lapeer near Wilder Road.
All right, thank you, N8EN. I got you, QTH, Wilder Road, east of Lapeer. That's net control, standing by. This is KB8TAR, Skywarn Net Control. FYI, the warning, severe thunderstorm warning in Shiawassee County is scheduled to expire at 7:15. Genesee County is still under a severe thunderstorm warning. KB8TAR, Skywarn Net Control, standing by for any further check-ins. KB8TAR, Skywarn Net Control. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for both Tuscola and Lapeer counties until 8:15. To give you an idea, it's supposed to hit Columbiaville, the western edge of Lapeer County, at about 7:20, just a few minutes from now. KB8TAR, Skywarn Net Control. KB8TAR, Skywarn Net Control. Line's just getting to us here in Columbiaville. Nothing to report of any importance. Any other check-ins for the net, please call now.
AE8IO, Mayfield Township.
All right, checking in, Rob. KB8TAR.
Yeah, I've got you on the Echo Link. I just saw the warning come across the phone, so I'm like, maybe I better listen in. So, I'm monitoring. Nothing really to report here.
Yeah, the line's just getting to us here in Columbiaville. Just in your transmission, the wind picked up significantly, so it should be short, and hopefully it's petered out There's tornado warnings going all the way across the state, but we're just under severe thunderstorm warning at the moment here in this county. All right, KBATA, standing by.
KBATAR, Delta 8, November Yankee.
I think that was you, Joel. Go ahead, KBATAR.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Kevin. Down here in Metamora on Hunt Creek, winds are about 20 mile an hour, and it's raining fast, and we're seeing lightning pick up as well.
Yeah, affirmative, Joel. We're right in the middle of the line up here in Columbiaville, and I know the wind's picked up significantly, but it's going to be quick, so hopefully no damage. The lights here are blinking. KBATAR, Skywarn, that control. Thank you for the check-in, Joel.
Alpha Delta 8, November Yankee, over.
TOTDIS.
All right, test 1-2. All right, Lapeer test 1-2-3.
Yeah, we can hear you.
All right, there you go.
Which one didn't connect?
The one at his dad's house. But he might just need to power cycle it.
We're hearing a raspiness in it. I don't know why that is.
I don't know. Even now, even though when it was on standalone, maybe, but what about now?
Yeah, it sounds raspy, and I don't know if it's just our proximity to this thing or why you sound raspy, but... Somebody else said they sounded okay. I don't know. Who else is out there on 6-2 listening? Does it sound okay or not?
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, you both sound good.
Jeff, you sound fine on my end. Larry down in Metamora sounded fine on my end. And Fred does sound, I don't know, distorted or raspy, whatever the word is. KBATAR.
Hold on a second.
URV all sound pretty good right here in Saginaw.
Yeah, but what frequency are you on?
One 45310.
Yeah, we're working on 146.62 is what the issue is, so thank you.
And 8BDS.
Excuse me, I'm the house repeater connected in. I was on the laptop. That's probably why I sounded tinny. Yeah, why I sounded tinny. But here's me on an actual radio.
That's much more what I expected.
So also remember, when it's in single site mode like that, it might sound a little thin at first because it's just doing a local repeat. But now that the server's up, its audio is routing through an out server, so it's going to sound just like it should sound just like it sounded when it was at the other site.
Yeah, it sounds like you're standing right here next to me at the moment. So, yeah, we were just getting, I mean, signal was fine. It's just that everybody sounded a little raspy. It sounded like they were just off by about 5 kc, but it sounded much better.
Yeah, and that was because it was going through the internal repeat. When it's doing that, it does sound a little tinny. But when it's on the server, or when the server is up like it is now, everybody should sound fine. All right, what do you want to do for fun now?
So we have all the remotes receiving?
No, the one at Scott's house has to probably wait for the DNS to time out. But other than that, the other ones are up.
There's no way we can force that?
Did you tell him to power cycle it yet?
No, that's what it takes. Mike, can you power cycle that remote, turn the power supply off, wait like a minute,
30 seconds. Turn it back on, please.
It may or may not do it, because Charter might have had it, might have it DNS cache too. So, otherwise, we got to wait 3,600 seconds, and then it should come back. But not the end of the world. Kevin, how are you hearing at your house? Maybe they keyed up too quick. Kevin, how are you hearing at your house?
This is NALJ again. Kevin, mine is signed off. I'm hearing you clear, but it sounds a little tinny, a little thin.
I'm at RF signal level-wise. Where are you at and where are you receiving it up?
I am in Metamora on the east side, and I'm receiving on 620.
Okay. Base antenna, mobile antenna, handheld antenna, signal level from the repeater you're hearing?
Oh, that's what you mean. I have a J-pole 40 feet in the air. I'm on a GoBox, battery powered, and I'm reading you full bars and full quieting.
Okay. Close it up, go home. Nice work.
Hey, gentlemen, I want to thank you. Don't know who's out there, but I really appreciate everything you're doing. I think you guys are part of CMIN, and we are just greatly appreciative of everything you do for us. And at LJN, I'll be clear on your final.
Appreciate the report. And immediate.
So he's full steel into both receivers, the main and Burnside, just so you know.
NAYRC, KBSWR.
Wait a minute. Is that receiver the one at Burnside? Did we actually have a 6-2 at Burnside, or was that the remote one,
yeah,
Jeff?
No, there was a remote receiver at Burnside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you got him on the phone. See if he can get his dad to power cycle out, I guess. There's one at Burnside. The one that was here is now at his dad's.
All right, I'm telling Scott. Hey, Scott, tell your dad to get off his bus, power cycle it.
Okay, all right,
yep. Okay, maybe if I get on the right frequency, I'll be okay. All right, you hear me now? WAYRC.
Your son's calling you.
Yeah, I got two-way communication. I did power cycle it twice now. I'll do it one more time. WAYRC.
Fred, why was he so loud? Is that... What's going on with that?
Got my modulation turned up, probably.
This is NABLJN. Mike, YRC, if you're out there, where is the repeater tower or temporary tower physically located? Got a club member trying to get in, and he wasn't sure where it's at.
It's on the north end of Lapeer County. Is where it's at. That's the location. North end of Lapeer County.
Roger that. Thank you much. NALJN. I doubt that he's going to make it. He's in Davidson.
Well, can you hear it?
Roger, he can. It is Russ, YRV.
So once we get that receiver at YRC's connected, he should be able to get in through that. It'd be no different than having the repeater where it was.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Okay, I'll let him know that. Thank you. NALJN.
KBSWR.
And if he's in Davidson, he can go to 382.
Okay, yeah, I power cycled out everything, you know, I only, well, wait, I'm seeing a top green light and a blinky bottom light, so that other light wasn't on, so maybe we're getting somewhere. WAYRC.
All right,
keep it
up, Sylvia. The audio levels wouldn't have changed in the move, would it, Fred?
Nope, not unless you stuck your swizzle stick in there.
Well, I don't know, it was in Randy's vehicle, so I can't vouch for what happened between here and there.
Randy, Randy, do you get a little touchy-touchy with the swizzle-swizzle?
I'm not on this one anyway. I should probably turn it back down. W-A-O-R-C.
Yeah, if you're going to turn your mic gain down, yeah, turn it down.
I wonder if you got a GPS lock, Jeff.
Oh, that's how I would have seen it here, but I guess I don't. All right, we got some more. Did you figure out if you had a GPS? Oh, you can you? What lights are flashing on the front of that RTCM there, Mike?
It's just the bottom green. The one light keeps popping up on the top, turns green, and it's still green right now. In the bottom right-hand corner is blinking green.
Okay, yeah, if you can turn your mic gain down more. So the middle two lights are yellow. They need to both be on setting.
I haven't turned nothing down yet. Just a minute. Okay, every time I key up, the top one turns green. The one on the bottom far right is blinking green. I haven't turned my mic gain down yet. I forgot how to do it, so I got to get back in there and figure it out.
Okay. The top one, when it turns green, that's receiving. The bottom green one is a heartbeat. That means it's connected to the outside world. And we need the middle two yellow lights on.
Well, I just pushed that one connector in, and I bet you it might work now. It the screws aren't onto it. And, I can't remember what the name of it is, but the one connector wasn't in all the way, so we'll try that.
Yeah, it's your GPS on the Cat5 end. That's a GPS. Yeah, you got to make sure it's plugged in all the way.
And Scott's like 20 minutes from the hotel, and once he gets back to the hotel, if we haven't got it, we're going to remote into the computer there at your house and telling it into it, but I'm watching for it.
I'm scared. It's dark out here. Oh, I got a light that just come on.
Did you scare Andy away already?
No, he's still here.
He never answered me if he was playing with his swizzle stick.
You know, we're busy out here. I mean, you didn't come out here, so.
I mean, I can leave now if you like. Ooh, two switches in the car.
Oh, if you get this. We got, well, got like a watt and a half reflected. So that's pretty good.
Hey, I'll take that.
And 50 watts out.
You're measuring out of the transmitter, right? Because I should have, that was what I thought I set it to, out of the TX.
You must not be listening on the camera.
No, I'm waiting for Scott to get to the thing, and I'm watching this and doing two other emails that just came in. You know, day jobs.
Yeah, well, I had some words for you, but I can't say them here.
Oh, I threw the APRS in a line.
Yeah, it's either APRS or remote receiver.
For 3-1? I'm thinking, what's more important?
I mean, I could put 3-1 on the 800 receive antenna, but it's not going to work because there's a tower top amp there.
Climb up there and take it out. Just put a jumper in line.
I don't know. Do you want me to put the APRS on?
Well, you were going to put it at the other place, so maybe do that.
Just not tonight.
I guess we can blame Scott for it.
I wonder how it worked. I mean, were people using it?
Yeah, because it was covering all the way down to 69 across. Like, if people would use it, if people got into that more than they could get into Scott's one in Lapeer, okay? I just lost GPS timing.
Federal Bulger.
I don't know, like, I didn't lost it, and I came back.
I hope the APRS isn't too close to the received frequency of the repeater, though.
146.020.
I hope you're happy. I did that, and whatever you want to say. In, against my will.
Let me guess, Randy got his swizzle stick up there playing with the swizzle stick with you?
No, I got no swizzle sticks.
That sounds like a hashtag fake news to me.
I can start calling you the orange guy.
I'm the FF-er, get it right.
3-1 receiver would never survive on cans with the APRS, right?
Cans, yes. If we had a set of 600 kilohertz cans, we could put APRS and 3-1 remote on. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I got. Let me do. Hold on, my math.
Never work. 144.71 and 144.39.
Yeah, 0.32 kilohertz apart. Well, that ain't gonna work. I have seen some cams that will do 250 kilohertz though, but we don't have the budget for those. I mean, I guess you guys can go. You don't have to wait.
Good evening. 20.
Yeah. What are we gonna do anyways? Going to be remote from Scott and
31 degrees.
And why you can't place there, so.
Remote already in this mode.
Why did I hear that?
Why did you hear what?
Remote already in mixed mode.
You know why? It's Tuesday night. The macro probably triggered to bring it back to the network because they dropped from the network for their net.
Okay, I gotta read the SLR and see if it's set up for battery. Quick, surgeon.
Alright, still yes.
Yeah, I still see no tunes here, except when I talk, I see the green light come on, but I don't see nothing else for anybody else. W8YRC.
Alright, well, when your son gets back to the hotel, we're going to log into the computer there and tell him to do it and see what that little bugger's seeing. So, I'm just waiting for him to get back to the hotel.
Alright, yeah, so far on the voter here, I see everybody, I see everything except that one.
Oh, he updated the voter page. Okay.
Interstate. I wonder what the battery should be charging that battery voltage at, Fred.
Google the battery and find out.
You got the internet. It's an Interstate MT7AGM.
An AC battery of fully charged will rest at around 13 to 13.2 volts, but your charger may apply as much as 14.5 to 15 to fully charge, and then just hold the battery in the 13.5 to 13.8 volt range.
13.8 it is, I guess. He did not have the battery charger turned on.
Oh, gotcha. Well, you know, he's just an IT guy.
Charge the battery now.
NXP Mobile, St. Louis, Missouri.
Aren't you supposed to be going to a hotel?
I'm trying to get there. I'm in traffic right now, but I had enough time to type in an IP address.
Fred, I think you need to turn the audio down.
Yeah, you say that as like I need to turn it down or up. You don't control it from the server. You literally control it with your swizzle stick.
Am I really that loud? I'm not even close to the microphone.
You are distorted to me coming through the ear.
And how is he getting in?
With a cell phone application?
It could be my cell phone app. Let me check it.
Because you sound okay, Fred.
I know. He sounds like crap, even to me.
And what are you on, repeater?
I'm on my basement repeater.
Well, buddy, you sound good.
I'm on a Motorola.
Oh, crap, the lights on. That'd be nice and smooth.
Is that any better, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the dial on this app was turned all the way up for transmit.
You can go down just a little more, but that's certainly fine.
All right, I turned it down a little bit more. How's that?
I've got wood. I repeat, I have wood.
This call is recorded for quality assurance.
I do too, and I'm pounding on it. Can you hear it?
All right, let me get into the hotel so I can remote into that computer.
All right, I'm going to turn it off for a second. I got to pull my meter out. Okay, with SWR.
WFSR.
No sense putting a Cat5 in the back of your repeater, right, Fred? You can't get in to it?
Correct.
We got one in our UHF SLR.
Because we're special, I guess. But yeah, don't bother.
Alright, I guess that's it.
Alright, just wait for Scott. You guys don't need to sit around there.
Yeah, I still got one blinking light here. It's not doing anything exciting.
I got a remote in when I get back up to the room.
Sounds like you're in the bathroom.
Elevator.
He's in one that goes up and down.
Smells very green in here from my last passenger. Okay, YRC and NXP.
Go ahead.
I'm probably going to have to call you because you probably don't have the app installed, do you?
I'm not sure what app you're talking about.
Stand by. I'm going to give you a call. I need XP.
Where is she?
Hey, hey, Hope.
No.
GPS, so let's try baud rate, maybe. Is it a fresh GPS?
No, it was in the UHF repeater out here. So if you go into that RTCM and find out what the baud rate was.
Okay, I'm going to try this here.
And we think this battery is no good. It's got less than a volt in it. What'd you come up with? Do I need to run GPS down there?
No, the problem is he goes to, yeah, set it to 32. We got to set that to 32, not 34. So 14, not 13, Fred. 14, and what did I say, 31? 31.
It should be 31.
I think it's a 31. Yeah, so I'm not seeing any GPS data across, but his AI goes to work in 30 minutes.
Did you log into the RTCM here that's on the UHF?
Yeah, it was 9600 baud.
I can be back down there in 20 minutes with GPS, I guess.
So he's checking with his AI to make sure the DB15 is plugged in right now.
No, because you're not seeing a GPS at all, right?
Correct. And when I put it into debug mode, there's no NEMA data coming through. So that tells me that even if it had, like, no signal, I would still see NEMA data, and I'm not seeing NEMA data.
I'm pretty sure that had a lock here on the UHF when I was here.
Yeah, so even if it wasn't getting enough signal for a lock, you would still see the NEMA data coming through, but I don't see NEMA data coming in at all. So either it's not plugged in, or there's something wrong with it, you know what I mean?
What was he calling him?
Yeah, because we were on a three-way, and his dad hung up to go get ready for work, so he's checking back with him right now.
All right, I just jumped back on the radio. So he said it's plugged in. It was short cable. He's made it a little bit longer to try and get it over by the window, but it is plugged in.
Well, I can run it back down there. I can have Rainey drop it off. What do you think?
Yeah, he's going to be heading out the door probably in 15 minutes to get over to the hospital, so.
I just changed the baud rate and I reset it. Bring it back up with you. I would think even if the baud rate wasn't, you know, set right, I would still see gibberish.
Get a response.
Wait a minute.
It's to go. I just put that GPS over by the window.
Yeah, I just changed the baud rate to 4,800, even though the other one was set to 96, so that's odd. You're bringing that up. Or who's typing? So that might not work until I change Almond's page, just so you know.
Okay.
But if you go back to the telenet, run back to Putty, we should see, which we'll probably need to turn off that debug really quick. Run the command.
Sorry,
on your dad's computer, not yours.
What?
Yeah, my God, I swear it was still running.
You can either run that command on your dad's computer, not yours.
I guess we're out of here.
Where do you set that to now?
Just gonna set that to zero, then I say save. Now if I do a status, see we got GPS lock, there we go, okay. Alright, so all three receivers, and I think when your dad keyed up, I saw a signal, because I'm looking at the servers, so let me shut the remote desktop off. Alright, I see three receivers, so yep, your dad should be able to use a handheld now around his house without any trouble.
He's always complained about getting into the repeater with his HT and not being noisy, so he shouldn't have that problem now.
I'm not receiving the repeater, but I can key it up.
You're not hearing the repeater?
That's odd.
He's inside the house on his HT.
I guess I'm used to, you know, repeaters that have 500 watts.
He can hear it on his base, though, right? Yeah, I think I can hear it okay here. All right. Hey, Scott, that battery's junk.
Okay. We can dispose of it. And it's probably, I mean, I don't know if we can trickle charge it and get it to working. It's probably just been sitting there dead for a year.
I mean, I can plug it back into the SLR, but when I put the voltmeter on it, it was less than a volt. They normally don't come back after that.
Yeah, we can scrap it. We'll call it part of the loss.
Yeah, if you get a deep cycle, we could put it on there. You probably should have one because there's no generator here.
All right, very good. That sounds good. Thank you, everyone, for all your efforts. I'm going to put a brief synopsis in Slack so our group knows what's going on, and I really appreciate everything you guys did in a quick order the last couple days. Truly appreciated. 7-3 to all, N8XP.
Okay, glad we can help. Keep it up here. Mayville. 7-3, guys. Off to work. WAYRC. Yeah, keep them patient.
St. Louis, Missouri. I'll be QRT.
All right, I'm going back to my day job. WFSM.
Hey, KWSW. 2010 already? Holy cow.
Hey, Scott, do we know your dad's house was here?
Mayfield.
All right, I'm going to rename that. Then I'll fix Almond, too.
Thank you, sir.
NAVDS.
TOTDIS. Node N8XP connected to Lapeer VHF. VHF hub connected to Lapeer VHF.
Alright, I just restarted the server, so that took care of that. Now let's fix all none.
I guess we need to fix all the features because we don't know how temporary is going to be.
And so I switched the DNS on the 2-SRVR domain. So that's how the RTCMs came back. And now I'm just going to fix all mine here for that. So, and I sent beats and change. I changed the IP address in the DNS entry that you had too.
What was that last sentence? Lost my hearing for a second.
What, so you might want to update that one DNS record you had there too.
Yeah, I'm gonna log in and do that now. That'll fix my links from the website.
Can I go home now?
If you want. You done playing with your swizzle stick with hope?
Look, Bob, no hands.
All right. This net link to the fan voter page works now, so I got Burnside, Mayfield, and the main. Woohoo! Look at that, like we know what we're doing. If you can do a TTL, I'd do like 300 seconds TTL for your DNS entry, so in case we move it, have to move the server around again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, good. Remember where it is.
have. It's 146620 is what the main's called.
Okay, I see it. Test, test, test. Am I making it? I don't see me coming up on the voter, though.
Reload your page. You're showing up fine here.
Oh, there it is. Wow. That's way better than I've ever got on UHF from here. Well, what's that tell you? VHF works better in the trees.
Copy that.
Okay, we left of here.
So, I should update this to Debian 12 and ASL3 one of these days, you know.
I can do that when they give me the new battery.
Oh, there's the double.
I said we can do that when they give me the new battery to put in there.
And I said I thought about that the other day when the tower fell over, but we're occupied with that.
Oh, man, ITDRC is sending in 100 Starlink units to Northern right now.
They're doing what?
We've got 100 Starlink and five of the support trailers and the community resource trailer from ITDRC around the world. To Michigan, to the Northern event.
Wow.
He said set the time to live to like 300?
Yeah, for your TTL, do a TTL for the A record for like up to like 300 seconds.
Any radius.
Oh my God. God, I can't look at that photo, Jeff.
What's that?
That photo you just put in lobby just makes me sick.
Is that 1-9 or what?
I can't remember. I don't think so. No, 1-9's up higher. That's either EPRS or MI7 right there. I don't remember which one. The 1-9 is up top, up at the 600 or 400, 500 foot level. That's going to be the 250-300 area, I think. Because that's the dish going. Or no, excuse me, that's 175-200 right there.
I'm in Vassar. Keep it up, Sevier. One of the problems, you know what happens when the coax finally breaks, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a missile right through the damn roof of the building.
Yep.
Yeah, but the ice oh my God, it's making me sick.
I guess all my pings and stuff I'm trying to do would work better if I get off my Boston VPN.
Yeah, I'm pinging the RTCM at your dad's place, and it's getting about 53 milliseconds, so that's not bad. Worst 53, best 50, so should be a decent receipt for that going across the commercial connection like that.
For me and tell me if it's working for you.
No, I still got cache DNS. Oh, wait, maybe? Do I have cache DNS?
Mine says Mayfield, so I know it's working.
Yeah, I'm still getting the old IP, so I gotta wait for the DNS to expire. All right. I miss what you said, Scott. Jeff walked all over you. He's twice, three times as loud as you were.
I was watching the signal, west side of Astor here on 15. I'm losing the transmitter, but it's like I'm still getting into it okay.
Scott, you gotta go again. Jeff walked all over you again. You're three times as loud as what you said, Jeff. I can hear you.
If I pay attention to the voter on my screen, I'd know somebody was talking over top of me. But anyway, I got to go find DoorDash. Talk to you guys later. N8XP, I'm out.
Peace. Give me an SWR. It's only overseeing the transmitter.
Well, that's interesting. Because you know you measured your power.
Well, I know. I'm just on a handheld there in a truck, so I don't know. It was putting off 50 watts, like a watt and a half reflected into the transmitter and the cans. I guess I put the meter on the other side and see what it was getting out of the cans.
Well, more power, more power.
It's only a 14 duplexer though, so probably can't put too much more power in there without being decent.
No, but you're also getting kind of noisy, so I mean you're copyable, but your noise is getting in there.
So showing the bar graph, I see it bouncing though. It's what, 255? It bounces.
Yeah, you're there and bounce. Squelch probably a little tight than it needs, tighter than it should be. But it'll fit on the air at least.
Yeah, I wish there would have been a few more stations in Lapeer to try it, but oh well. I'd like to pin that in 15 minutes too late.
Oh well. Alright. I think dinner's ready, so I'm going to go downstairs.
Yeah, I'm hoping dinner will be at my house when I get there. Give me an SWR. Yeah, I scarfed mine down before I left, so I'm in good shape.
She's making
good evening. 22 hours.
Whatever the chicken with ham, whatever the heck you do.
30 degrees.
That's in the oven, I think. Or how did it through the timer go off?
Look it up. And it really is 15 and 57. Standing in my driveway with a fresh battery and my HT. Full scale. Keep it SWR.
Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees.